Add some tea and add some tech. You got tea tech.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. So the term YOLO, Y-O-L-O, is very millennial. Like, you can't get any more millennial than this term. So YOLO stands for you only live once, and it typically means be daring, take the risk. You know how, like, your friends want to do bungee jump and you don't want to, and then your friends are like, come on, man, YOLO, so let's do it. Some kind of thing, something like that. But for Gen Z terms, right, you can actually start using a different one, which is called DIFTP in your text messages. DIFTP, which probably spelled as like a DIFTP. I don't know how does it really read. Now, it stands for doing it for the plot, hence DIFTP. Now, it has the same meaning as YOLO, but just a little bit more Gen Z. And then there's another term called KK. You know, we often use this to express we understand, and instead of using OK or OK, OK, we type just KK. But for Gen Z, the word that they use is bad, BT instead. It definitely sounds a little bit more hit hop. So next time your friends say like, oh my gosh, this food is delicious, and you're like, bad, all right? TFM.
Wow, what's that? It's T-Tac.
Yo, Nation TFM, here's the Wadikup. It's me, TP here. All right, so for us millennials, when we see something funny, what do you usually say in your text messages? We'd reply lmao, correct or not? L-M-A-O. It means laughing my toot off. But if you want to be more in trend, the new term to replace lmao is ichbol. Sounds very, very ugly, okay? It is spelled as I-J-B-O-L, which means I just burst out laughing. Ichbol. And you know, like when we use lmao, sometimes we pair it with a rolf as well. R-O-F-L, which stands for roll on the floor laughing. But for Gen Z, they replace this term with an emoji, the skull emoji. You know, I've been told like we shouldn't use a laughing in tears emoji as well, because that's a very old and millennial and boomer-like. So the skull emoji is actually the new trendy emoji among Gen Z to use, signifying a roll or even just a laughing like dead kind of saying, right? So next time you want to laugh with your kids or like your Gen Z cousins or whatsoever, use a skull emoji. They'll be very impressed.
TFM. Gamers and techies, T-Tech is all you need.
Hello, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hello, TP here. Moving on to the next Gen Z acronym is GREAT. So the spelling for this one is G-R-8. Like we replace the 8 with a E-A-T. So it's just how you type out to say something is really cool, something's really, really good, delightful. But for Gen Z, the term to use now is that slaps. So instead of replying to someone with G-R-8, great, you can say, you know, that burger that we ate earlier really slaps. Other than great, another common term that you and I might have been using until now is OMG. Oh my god. Now, I think I use this a lot, not just in my text messages, even in my daily conversations as well, but it is so out of trend though. The word to replace OMG is yet another emoji, the high five emoji. I don't know though, like compared to OMG, right, the emoji doesn't really scream excitement or shock to me, at least for a millennial here, so I think I'll stick to OMG. Besides, New Jeans is singing OMG, so I am gonna use OMG. TFM.